Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As the sun sets, Israel experiences a mild evening with clear skies over Tel Aviv and cooler temperatures sweeping through Jerusalem. It's a pleasant night to be out. Here are today's headlines. First, a Hamas explosive device detonated within the yellow line in the northern Gaza Strip earlier this hour, as reported by Israel Hayom. No casualties occurred and the IDF responded promptly. Also, Lebanon's president criticized Israel's tactics earlier today, as per Israel Hayom. He claimed Israel is acting tactically and neglecting the strategic level. Also this hour, Israel and the U.S. have agreed that Hamas weapons will be destroyed by a U.S.-led force. The Jerusalem Post reports this as part of a new Gaza framework. Separately, I-24 News revealed that Prime Minister Netanyahu and Jared Kushner have reached agreements on a Gaza roadmap, with Hamas disarmament remaining a key condition. And finally, JNS reports that pilot zones in southern Lebanon face challenges. The dismantling of weapons alone is not enough if Hezbollah's civilian apparatuses continue to operate. Reaction has been swift on social media. Belaz News reported just minutes ago about the arrest of a suspect after a tunnel shaft was found near the Jerusalem barrier. The suspect allegedly intended to dig into Israeli territory. From the Times of Israel, it was noted that the Likud primary polling stations opened this morning as party members vote for the October 27th national election lineup. Al-Arabiya English shared that Jared Kushner's meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu was productive, with a path forward agreed upon. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the incident in Gaza, Israel Hayom detailed how an explosive device detonated without causing any casualties. The IDF quickly responded to the threat. This underscores ongoing tensions and the challenges of maintaining security in the area. Turning to Lebanon, the president's criticism of Israel's tactics highlights the complex regional dynamics. Israel Hayom reported his call for strategic negotiation over force. This reflects broader regional frustrations and the need for diplomatic solutions. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post provided insights into the agreement between Israel and the U.S. regarding Hamas weapons. The U.S.-led force will destroy these weapons to prevent them from falling into the Palestinian government's hands. This decision is crucial for regional stability and the reconstruction of Gaza. Additionally, I-24 News highlighted the Gaza roadmap agreed upon by Netanyahu and Kushner. The disarmament of Hamas is pivotal for any future progress. This agreement could pave the way for more comprehensive peace efforts. And finally, JNS reported on the challenges faced by pilot zones in southern Lebanon. Despite efforts to dismantle military infrastructure, Hezbollah's civilian networks remain a significant hurdle. This situation complicates efforts to ensure peace and stability in the region. On the economic front, first, according to Globes, U.S. tourists are slowly returning to Israel. The Wall Street Journal describes this as a gradual recovery post-pandemic. Separately, Katek reports on David Tur's impressive career trajectory. From opening Tel Aviv nightclubs to establishing a $40 million pizza chain, his journey highlights entrepreneurial success in Israel's vibrant business scene. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals that Mizrahi Tefahot Bank's credit surged by 12.5%, with a stable profit in the second quarter. This reflects a strong financial performance in the first half of 2026. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.